You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. We're talking about the DNR's new report that summarizes its work last year to improve water quality around the state. Groundwater pollution has been a growing problem in our state in recent decades. And as you recall, Governor Evers had declared 2019 the year of clean drinking water. So what would you like the state government to do to improve water quality? Is your area dealing with water challenges? What are they? And is your water safe to drink? We're at 800-642-1234. Todd Ames is Assistant Deputy Secretary for Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. He was formerly the DNR's Water Division Administrator. Todd, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thanks, Kate. Glad to be with you this morning.
So the DNR report focuses on several key areas relating to water quality, and one of the things it looks at is nitrate contamination in groundwater and private wells. What can the DNR do immediately to cut down on nitrate pollution?
We have launched an effort to develop some, under the law, we've got some ability to set what's called targeted performance standards when we find that the general statewide performance standards for water quality are not sufficient. So we have done that and launched this rulemaking effort to look at what sort of additional standards should be required in areas of the state where we have high nitrates, but also highly sensitive or permeable soils. So that is was approved by our Natural Resources Board last month, and we're looking forward to the important work ahead to identify how we can get additional measures in place to protect the citizens of the state.
So it sounds like there's a schedule and process set up now, but what legislation would be needed on this effort?
Well, there's a number of things that we pointed to the legislature's water quality task force hearings. Those took place all last year, following up on the governor's declaration of the year clean drinking water. We were glad the legislature also took a hard look at that, and then the recommendations that we offered to them, we pointed to a number of things that we thought would be really important. One was to fund improved mapping capabilities. It's hard to know where you're going if you don't know where you are, and so having additional mapping capabilities relating to land use, geology, hydrogeology. There's also, in the short term, as we're working on this, it's really important that people have both adequate knowledge as well as adequate resources to deal with challenges with their private well. So we've pointed to that as an important issue to focus on as well. One of the things about when you have nitrate contamination or any kind of contamination in the state of Wisconsin, it's a little different from other states. We have estimates are, we've got about 800,000 homes in the state of Wisconsin that get their drinking water from private wells. And in terms of the number of people that includes, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.7 to 2 million people. That's a really high percentage of residents of the state compared with other states. Because of that, there's an enhanced need to focus on potential challenges you may have if you have one of those private well systems. Those are some of the things that we've been pointing to and highlighting as we move forward on this important set of tasks.
Talking with Todd Ames, the Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin DNR, we're looking at the new DNR summary report on water quality initiatives. Todd, contamination from lead pipes has been an issue in Wisconsin, specifically in Milwaukee, but straight across the country as well. How is the state planning to address lead pipes?
So we've got, this is also a critically important issue in, once again, in the upper Midwest because of kind of the aging infrastructure in this part of the country. We also have a larger number of these lead service lines. So estimates are whether we have about 200,000 lead service lines across the state, about 130 communities. That no amount of lead is safe. And so the only way to be sure that we've got safety is to get the lead out. Now, that's going to be expensive and it's going to take time. So we have been working with local water utilities to address ways that we can provide them with additional funding to be able to offset some of the costs. There was a program that was very successful along those lines that we did a couple of years ago, and now we're working to get more state and federal funding into that program. But meanwhile, I'm happy to report that a number of communities are making progress. Madison has already removed all of their lead service lines, but at least 10 other Wisconsin communities, including communities like Milwaukee, Green Bay, Manitowoc, Kenosha, among others, are moving ahead each in their own way by adopting ordinances.
Well, let's bring in a call now. Sam is joining us from Door County this morning. Hi, Sam.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
I would like to touch on a couple of things. Number one is the distrust with the legislature. Things are going so slowly, it's sinful. And I think we're at a critical time within our water quality, but you're asking us to trust the legislature, who just relaxed everything for the build of Foxconn, which is insanity. And the second thing is, and I apologize if I missed anything because I tuned in late, you talked about permeability within soils. I'm wondering what's being done with those areas, such as my own, that literally have no topsoil. Farm runoff is really significant given the stone that we have underneath our minimal topsoil.
Yeah, Sam.
Martin County locally did something, but Door County is doing almost nothing.
Sam, thanks for the call. Todd, what about farm runoff and the topsoil conditions impacting water?
Well, the caller is right. That is certainly a significant issue. We've actually in their area of the state, we have already have, as I referred to these targeted performance standards for nitrates, we already have targeted performance standards for what's called the Silurian bedrock area of the state, and where you get pathogens can get into the waterways. And basically what that amounts to is these are areas of the state where you've got a very low amount of topsoil before you get to bedrock and in turn groundwater. Those standards are already in place. Full implementation is taking place over the next several years as new permitting requirements come into place. So we've got those standards in place, and now getting them fully implemented and up and running will bring some relief in those areas. But one of the reasons that we put out this report and the governor asked us to do this was we wanted to drive home the point that while 2019 was the year of clean drinking water, we're certainly weren't going to fix it all in one year. We've got a long road ahead. It frankly took us a number of years to get to this place. We've got this significant challenge, and it's going to take a concerted effort over a number of years to get us out of that challenge.
Todd, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Todd Ames, Assistant Deputy Secretary of the Wisconsin DNR. Tune into Central Time Monday after 3 for more on this issue. Coming up, the number of international refugees who resettled in Wisconsin leveled off in 2019. We check in on refugee resettlement figures in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.